trivet. There's a certain type of trivet was a spire.
See, now that's four-legged, and this is what, three? The skillet has.
This is not all that old, it's maybe an old.
Uh-huh.
But this is what we call, what the old folks call the spire.
Mm-hmm.
The trivet. And, but these cups were really fascinating because they were.
I like them.
We have dealt a good bit with the Smithsonian, the Validate, what we had.
And they were, like, they better look at them.
Cup, but it, the design of it and the use mm-hmm. of it. Now, the old woman who told me all about this, who kept all this stuff together, a member of the family, would be about 110, 115 now. And I was always fascinated with it. She lived in the late 80s, and she saved all this for me. And she said, you know, that someday you'll really be fascinated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me how her grandmother had described how they used it and so forth.
So that's the best kind of record to have.
Yeah, and she was. She lived in that period, and how they traveled, and what they did, and where they stopped, and all that sort of thing. This was her baby chair. Oh. This would be 110, 115 years old. See where she pushed it to learn to slide? She gave me this.
And
these little things used in the old farm they came from, a little broad axe of the knife, and this is the fro, where they would rive the shingles.
That's the fro. Uh-huh.
And this is a little deer hide trunk, and we bought that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wagon chair. They put in the wagon and would tip also a nurse's chair. They frequently would saw the legs off or build them that way, you know, for the nurses.
Mm-hmm. And then your broad axe, did you find that, you say?
Yeah, yeah. That's from this, I found most of these things on this place. This was an old prairie plantation moving toward Sycatonchee Creek, marvelous name, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Sycatonchee Creek, and they had a lot of sandy land as you moved out of the prairie to the creek, and that's where they lived. Now, Miss Betty, the one who gave me this, a distant relative, I always called her Miss for some reason. Her old uncle, Uncle Chesley, who came from the old place in Virginia, was the old bachelor who was highly educated, never did anything but stay on his plantation. And he accumulated a lot of the stuff that I'll show you in here. That was his flute.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the name of the first mayor. Columbus.
Oh, yes.
There was a little pane downstairs in a lot of room.
Mm-hmm. Scratched on glass.
All right, here's the hoghead jelly molds and pigfoot jelly that came out of his family.
I better not hold these things for you. Oh, yes.
And they spoke of that as for hoghead, hogfoot jelly.
Hogfoot jelly. Did that come out? It looks to me as if it's got a
foot.
Comes right out as a.
That looks like an animal. Now my wife says that the foot shows in that thing, but I think it's really an animal.
In fact, it might. It couldn't be a hog, could it?
No.
Yeah, those two things.
Sometimes we ought to mold something and see what it is.
Yes.
Came from the old house. The first town in Mississippi through here was Old Hamilton. And the first miller at Old Hamilton was a man named Mr. The mill on the Buddy Hatchie River, which flows into the Tombigbee, was the first settlement. They had settled around the mill, you know. They always had our mill in the midst. And Mr. his home stood, and my people bought property there, and we camped there when I was a little bit of a child. In this house that was just as primitive as this one, just a real cottage and very old. In the interior, there was this door, and when I was a child, the women of the family were fascinated with that door when we began in that old house. And when I came here, that opening was there, I went and got the door. The house was still standing, and it is standing now.